me that it's evolution. Well, you know.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to K-Talk Radio, the voice of Utah. This is Boyd Matheson sitting in the chair today for Barbara Jean. She will be back on Monday, I believe. And we are going to take the next 2 hours today, and we are going to focus on health, wealth, and freedom. We're going to talk about some things that really matter in our world as we try to really live and get things done and look at some things that will not only add some years to your life, but more importantly, some life to your years. And so we are joined today in the studio by two wonderful people from USANA. We've got Dr. Tim Wood, who's the Executive Vice President of Research and Development, and Mark Wilson, Executive Vice President of Customer Relations. And we're excited to have them on today to talk about the USANA story and to talk about the things that we can really do to, one, really get healthy so that we can do the things we want to do, and then to get the freedom so we can enjoy the things that matter most in life. So, gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, boys. Great to be here.
Fantastic. Well, let's start a little bit and just get everyone familiar with USANA itself. It's a great local organization, one of those fantastic success stories that happened here in the Utah Valley with that entrepreneurial spirit and what I found to be a very inspiring and compelling story. So, Mark, why don't you tell us just a little bit about the background of USANA?
Oh, I'd love to. In fact, this is an amazing story. This is a little bit of a Cinderella story where a company that started 15 years ago has grown into a major player in the industry of nutrition and health. And founded by Dr. Myron Wentz, a PhD in microbiology and immunology, has received numerous awards for his forward thinking and business building and his ability in science. And one of those things is Gold Laboratories, which he actually founded here in the state in 1972. And they were a world leader in human-celled cultural and medical diagnostic technology. And because of this background in cell culture and human cell knowledge, he was an expert in growing cells. He shifted his research back about 15 years ago from disease diagnostics to health maintenance because he felt like that is where the future is. Instead of diagnosing people that are sick and ill, what if we could find a way as a preventative measure to help people find lifelong health? And that's really when it was founded in 1992.
That's such an interesting point because so much of our whole healthcare system is about reacting to when everything falls apart. You know, we don't go get the checkup, we don't do the preventative stuff, we wait until we break down, and then we try to get into scramble mode and look for that quick fix. But it's very clear that Dr. Wentz was really forward-thinking and very out of the box in terms of saying, well, if we can do this in terms of disease, let's get out in front of it and look at the wellness and how do we actually prevent those diseases from happening in the first place.
In fact, you know, in the industry, that's when I fell in love with USANA. When I saw Dr. Wentz and the vision of this company and the sound science that was behind it, there was something of substance that was so easy to see that this could be a great business for individuals. And in fact, the whole vision is to manufacture the highest quality products without any compromise, to make sure that these are products that people can trust and they can take these products and know they're receiving the finest supplements that are offered.
That's fantastic. Very, very exciting. Dr. Wood, how do you see it from, again, from a medical side? What is it that, one, drew you to USANA, and what are the kind of those core things from the medical side in terms of the company?
Well, I think the key feature is the opportunity that exists in the area of prevention. Astounding fact that we spend $2 trillion on health care every year in the U.S. $2 trillion, a trillion with a T. If I had a stack of $2 trillion $1 bills in my left hand and I started spending them at a dollar a second, it would take me 60,000 years to go through that stack of money. It's a huge amount of money.
I'd like to give that a shot, though.
Yeah, I'd have fun, wouldn't it?
And the fact of the matter is that 97% to 98% of those health care dollars we spend in the U.S. go to the treatment and management of disease. Mm. Just 2 to 3% of our healthcare dollars go to prevention. So there's a huge opportunity on the prevention side, and that's one of the things that drew me to this industry.
Fantastic. You know, it is amazing that we are so reactionary as a society. We wait, and you know, I think as you look at this whole area and you look at some of your products in terms of the supplementation, and I think there's kind of the big myths out there. I think that most people, you know, they look at vitamins, they look at supplements, and they're either saying, on one hand, I don't need them at all, I can get everything that I need because I eat healthy, I eat well. Or they're saying, you know what, they're just expensive, and you know, it all goes out when I go to the bathroom anyway, so it's just an expensive exercise there. And then probably the third thing that people think about is that they're all the same. All the products are the same out there. So, Dr. Tim, how do you look at that in terms of kind of those three myths of, one, I don't need it, two, it's just too expensive and it doesn't do anything, and three, that all the products are the same?
Well, let's start with the first question, which really boils down to why supplements. You know, why should people consider taking a nutritional supplement? This is a $64,000 question. And the short answer to it is this, and there's really two parts. You know, first, we're just not getting optimal levels of the essential nutrients from food alone. And for two reasons. You know, number one, we're not eating right. We're eating far too many highly processed, nutrient-depleted foods, too much junk. We're drinking too much soda pop, eating too many potato chips. We're not getting enough of the good fruits and vegetables, whole grains, you know, the right kinds of healthy fats, whole complete proteins and so forth and so on. So, you know, reason number one is we're just not getting it from our food. And reason number two is that over the past 20 years or so, we've learned that our conventional wisdom about what constitutes healthy eating and healthy nutrition has changed. And we've learned that we need much higher levels of the essential vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants than we previously thought. It turns out it's really tough to get those advanced levels from food alone.
Yeah, in fact, I saw something recently where I don't know if it's just because of the way we manufacture or the way we produce our foods these days that, I mean, they showed what you would actually have to eat to get, and you'd have to eat 24 hours a day to get just the kind of the minimum daily requirements.
For some of the healthy foods, that's the case. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely the case. Again, we have processed these foods and taken the vitamins, minerals, antioxidants out of them, largely so they can sit on the shelf for 6 months or 12 months or 24 months without going bad.
Wow. Yeah, that's just amazing. So we know that there is obviously a need to supplement because either we're not eating right, we're eating on the go, and then obviously the food that we're taking in is not what it used to be. So how about this whole element of it's just an expensive exercise in futility? How do you look at that?
Well, I think the scientific research is absolutely clear that there are true and measurable health benefits to taking nutritional supplements. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of studies looking at the role of nutritional supplements in promoting good health long term. And I think the conclusion from those studies as a whole is unequivocal, that nutritional supplements can play a major role in getting us all the way to optimal nutrition into a healthy life, lifelong.
Okay. All right. So we know we need them. We know that there is research and data that shows that they clearly have an impact on our lives and our health and wellness. And so now how do you look at, you know, everyone claims to be the best. Everyone claims to have the perfect supplement that is going to rock your world and change your life. What is USANA's answer to that?
Yeah, well, talk is cheap is part of the answer to that question. But the bottom line is this, that, you know, what sets USANA supplements apart from other products in the market today? You know, I think I can sum that up in three words: efficacy, safety, and quality. You know, as Mark said, our company was founded 15 years ago, you know, really to bring a pharmaceutical approach to the world of nutritional supplements. Dr. Wentz envisioned a company that developed and provided the highest quality science-based nutritional products possible. Products that truly met pharmaceutical standards for, number one, efficacy, and by that I mean effectiveness. They had to work. Number two, safety. They had to be safe for people to take day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. And finally, number three, quality. You know, early on we adopted pharmaceutical standards, pharmaceutical good manufacturing practices as the basis for our quality assurance and quality control system. So we manufacture our products with the same degree of attention to quality as pharmaceutical companies do in the manufacture of their over-the-counter and prescription drugs.
Wow, that's an amazing step, because I'm guessing that's a rarity in the industry at large. in terms of taking a pharmaceutical approach or a pharmaceutical standard, that's got to be a real game changer in terms of...
It is a game changer, and I'm proud of the fact that I think our company has really taken the steps necessary to kind of raise the bar on quality within the industry. Again, talk is cheap, and many companies will say, we follow these pharmaceutical good manufacturing practices, mm-hmm. but the proof is in the pudding.
Right.
And again, USANA has been audited by several outside agencies to confirm the fact that we follow these procedures. You know, I think the most important thing from my perspective, Boyd, is that at the end of the day, we provide nutritionals you can trust.
Mm-hmm.
Nutritionals that people can trust to, again, work, mm-hmm. to provide true health benefit. Number two, nutritionals that are fully safe, and nutritionals they can trust to be of the highest quality possible.
Fantastic. I noticed that you recently received an award of best of the best in terms of your supplements and your products. I understand there were over 1,600 different products tested, and that USANA qualified as one of the best of the best.
Yeah, USANA USANA's products were reviewed in a recent comparative guide. Two nutritional supplements. The NutriSearch organization looked at some 1,600 nutritional products on the shelf or for sale in North America, rated them by the quality of the formulas, the quality of the manufacturing, and USANA received the highest ratings, 5-star gold medal status in this fourth edition of the comparative guide.
Fantastic. We've got Mark Wilson, Executive Vice President of Customer Relations, and Dr. Tim Wood, Executive Vice President of Research and Development from USANA with us today. This is Boyd Matheson sitting in for Barbara Jean, and we are excited to be talking about health and wellness today. We'll talk about the freedom element in hour number two. We're also going to have a special guest tomorrow. We're going to be joined by Dr. Dennis Waitley, who will actually be calling in from Melbourne, Australia, to join us in hour number two tomorrow to talk about productivity and making things happen in your life. So we're very excited to have USANA with us today as our featured guest. And Mark, maybe just real quickly, as you look at some of these accolades, and the list of accolades for USANA is just extraordinary in terms of things that you've done, both on a local level and a national and international level. What are the things that jump out to you? What are the things that you're most proud of with the company?
Wow. I don't know where to begin. There are so many that we're proud of, and I think the whole nemesis behind this is making sure that we do things right. And if we build a good company, people are going to acknowledge that. And I think probably one of the ones that I'm the most proud of is Forbes magazine's 200 Best Small Companies list. For the last 3 years, USANA is the only direct sales company to make the top 20 list in the last 3 years. And we're very proud of that we've been recognized as one of the hot companies in America as we're continuing to grow and develop and expand our market throughout North America and through other 13 countries. So we've been voted Distributor's Choice Best Company for the last 9 years running by MLM Insider magazine. Our Essentials and Health Pack, as you mentioned, have received just all kinds of accolades as far as the finest Gold Star standard. And I think the list of best of state here in Utah, we have, I think, over 100 dietary supplement manufacturers here in the state, and for the fourth year, we've received a Best of State award for our dietary supplements. So that's been an exciting thing for us as well. And
fantastic. You are listening to KTalk Radio, 6:30 a.m., the voice of Utah. We are here today with USANA talking about health and wellness. We will be right back. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to KTalk Radio, the voice of Utah. This is Boyd Matheson sitting in for Barbara Jean today. We are excited to have you along for 2 hours from noon to two. We're talking today about health and wellness and freedom, all the things that we need to obviously get more out of our lives and really enjoy the things that matter most. And to me, that's what it really boils down to, is how can we be in a position where we can do the things we want to do, leave the legacy that we want to leave, and really have an impact on people. Just before we went to break, we were talking about some of the accolades of this wonderful company, USANA, based here in Salt Lake City, Utah. We are joined today by Mark Wilson, Executive Vice President of Customer Relations, and Dr. Tim Wood, Executive Vice President for Research and Development. So, Mark, let's go ahead and pick up on... I love to have people hear about success stories. When I was in Australia, I did a program called Speaking of Excellence, and we interviewed companies that were not only being effective and productive, but were really making a difference. And I think USANA clearly falls into that category. You are so far beyond just selling products or moving merchandise or, you know, running up nice record quarters of earnings, which you also do, which is rare. But the fact that you are an organization that is defined, one, by science, and two, by making a difference in the world. And so maybe you can share with us a couple of more of those accolades and awards that USANA's been getting.
Sure, I'd love to. In fact, you know, aside from the 19 consecutive quarters of record growth we've been enjoying over the last several years, we've received some other great awards. One that I'm real proud of is we received recently one of the best companies to work for in the state by Utah Business Magazine here in November. We're proud of the fact of how we treat our employees, the relationship, the family environment that we have there. We have a lot of benefits for our employees to make sure they feel like they spend a lot of time at work, and we want them to feel like this is their home.
That's great. And how many employees are there?
We currently have over 800 employees and growing strong, not to mention the tens of thousands of associates out there that are our sales force for us. So it's an amazing family that's expanding around the globe, and it's a lot of fun to see the growth internationally as we open up new offices throughout the world and give a lot of opportunity for people to grow within the company. We have individuals that started in shipping and manufacturing that have moved on up into accounting and other areas, and throughout the company we offer this great growth potential over the last 15 years. It's been fun to see.
Fantastic. How many countries are you in right now?
We're currently in 13 countries, and we've continued to expand that, and it's been a fun growth as we continue to expand into new markets. But we've spent a lot of time. Our most successful market is here, right here in the United States, and it's our oldest market. We're continuing to grow and find some great opportunities that we feel haven't even been expanded here.
Excellent, excellent. Any other accolades that are jumping out these days?
Well, on top of that, we've had a lot of, and I'll let Tim talk about some of the manufacturing things, but Business Week, 2 years in 2004 and 2005, ranked us as one of the top 100 hot growth companies. Mm. Our president and chairman, President Dave Wentz was named the chairman of the Direct Selling Association Foundation, which is one of the youngest individuals to having that experience in the industry. So we're well represented in the direct selling industry, as well as we've donated over $3 million to the Children's Hunger Fund, and we can maybe talk about that a little later. This is the most, Forbes magazine rated them the most efficient charity there is, giving 99 cents to every dollar, out of every dollar, that goes directly to helping young children and families in need.
So that's fantastic, and it's, you know, it's only as companies like USANA connect with these organizations that are making a difference. You know, it's easy to just throw money around, so to speak, and throw money at problems, but to be associated with a group that is using that money wisely and effectively and having an impact is huge. And yeah, we'll definitely come back to that in hour number two, because we're going to focus in hour number two about going beyond. I've always said that it's easy to make a dollar, it's hard to make a difference, and I think the USANA opportunity represents both. And so we'll really hit that hard as we get into hour number two. One of the things that caught my eye as I looked at the long list of achievements for USANA has been this connection to the athletic world. We live in an age where athletes are just under such scrutiny between the testing for steroids and all the illegal substances that are out there. And I've noticed that USANA has attracted a stable of really high-class, high-profile athletes and associations that you're working with. And maybe, Dr. Tim, you can share with us some of the connections there.
Oh, yeah, and they're wonderful connections, and they, you know, breathe a lot of life into our company over the years. For me, this story began in 2002 during the Winter Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And as many of your listeners may recall, at the outset of those Olympic Games, there was an instance where an athlete was barred from competition for testing positive for a banned substance.
That's right.
And as had happened in the past, the blame was put on contaminated nutritional supplements. And at that time, the IOC and several other international sports organizations came out with sort of blanket warnings to Olympic athletes not to take nutritional supplements.
Wow.
And we were frankly outraged by that.
Mm-hmm.
And we held a press conference during the 2002 Winter Olympics to state very clearly that we did not think it was appropriate to paint the entire industry with a broad black brush.
Yeah.
That there were companies like USANA in the industry that followed pharmaceutical-grade quality standards and that had multiple safeguards in place to prevent unwanted contamination with some of these banned substances.
Absolutely. That's such a critical piece. So maybe you can kind of extend that story in terms of that. Obviously, there's an Olympic connection for USANA, and maybe extend that for us.
Well, as a result of that experience, we stepped out of the box and said, what do we need to do to expand our motto of nutritionals you can trust into the athletic world? What did we need to do to produce nutritionals that athletes could trust, that they could trust not to contain in full any banned substances that would get them barred from competition? And so we went to work on that, and we actually put together an athlete guarantee. In other words, we would guarantee an athlete who signed up for our guarantee program up to $1 million in compensation if they tested positive for a banned substance as a result of taking a USANA product.
Wow. Wow. That is the ultimate in put your money where your mouth is.
Absolutely. And as a result of that guarantee and the programs we put in place, we were able to attract, you know, many elite Olympic athletes and now professional athletes to USANA, in terms of USANA has become their supplement of choice.
Fantastic. I noticed that you had people like Derek Parra, gold medal winner in speed skating, Jennifer Ozzie, the gold medal basketball player. Maybe you can tell us just a little bit more about some of those connections that you have in terms of the athletic world.
You know, it's been a lot of fun for us as we've gotten involved, and we've actually had a lot of them come and approach us as they've heard about that USANA is actually a company they can trust. And as the word's gotten out, we've sponsored both the Canadian and the U.S. speed skating team for several years now, and they use our products and love those. These athletes, in fact, we were proud to, in the Torino Games in 2006 that we had 15 athletes that were using USANA products that brought home over 25 medals. And so for us, that was a great attribute to show really what's potential with taking supplements, how they can gain that edge and make sure that they're on the safety side, to not have to worry about a medal being pulled from them. And obviously they were tested multiple times, so we know and we're very confident in our products. From that, we've continued that success, and that's been led us to, or actually they've led to us, the WTA, the Women's Tennis Association, actually contacted us because they'd heard about our reputation and the products we have and the guarantees. We've formed a relationship with the Women's Tennis Association now where we have many of their athletes now taking our products. We're educating them on the proper nutrition, on the things they need to do to stay healthy as an athlete and keep that optimal edge. And it's been a fun relationship as they've come to us and said, we want to take USANA products. We want to take a product that our athletes can trust, that they're not going to have to worry about testing positive for a banned substance.
Boy, that's fantastic. It's one thing to have a great marketing arm and to be able to get your brand out there in a significant way, but to have large organizations like that, especially sporting organizations who are extremely competitive, very aware of their perception out in the world, and to have them approaching you and looking for those kinds of relationships, to me, not only speaks to the quality of the company, but obviously goes back to the quality of the products.
Especially when our style is not to go out and do advertising, so when they've come to us and we've formed these relationships, we want people to use our products and know the benefits of them, and these athletes, these world-class athletes, have done that, and we're already seeing that the testimonials, the results coming in, and it's really fun to see this kind of a change in an athlete who now can find something they can trust and believe in and not worry about, you know, ruining their career.
Yeah, fantastic. Dr. Tim, as you kind of look again at your list in terms of the product side and the supplements, what are some of the other awards and things that USANA's been garnering or things that you've been seeing out there in the marketplace that kind of give that stamp of nutritionals that you can trust? I think that's a great claim. And how do you really go about backing that and making it happen?
Well, again, in addition to receiving the highest ratings from the NutriSearch Comparative Guide to Nutritional Supplements, we've had a number of quality accolades. On top of that, and one that I'm most proud of is that we get audited on a routine basis by Australia's Therapeutic Goods Administration. This is the equivalent of the FDA in Australia. And because in Australia, nutritional supplements are regulated as over-the-counter drugs, we have to pass regular audits by their FDA, if you will. And so we have a certificate in our lobby noting that we comply with these pharmaceutical good manufacturing practices, which, again, in this industry, talk can be cheap sometimes, and it's nice to have that third-party verification in print that we do what we say we do. In addition, we've been audited by NSF International, which is a third-party independent certification agency, like Underwriters Laboratory. They've come in and reviewed our quality systems. They've had our products analyzed in third-party laboratories and recognize us for our quality and dedication to our quality systems. You know, on top of that, we have our products regularly analyzed by independent third-party laboratories, laboratories in the U.S., Canada, Mexico, and Pacific Rim. And the bottom line is that every time the result's been the same. We pass those tests. What's on the label is what's in the bottle. Again, you know, Boyd, it just comes back to our tagline, Nutritionals You Can Trust. It was our tagline when I joined this company 11 years ago, and it remains our tagline today. We provide products that our customers can trust to work, trust to be safe, and trust to be of the highest quality possible.
We are talking today with Dr. Tim Wood, Executive Vice President of Research and Development, and Mark Wilson, Executive Vice President of Customer Relations for USANA, based here in Salt Lake City, Utah. And we have been going through here in hour number one, talking about this health equation as we all strive to get a little more energy, a little more focus, an ability to not only stay away from the big diseases, but to just have that a little more pep in your step and a little bit better ability to concentrate at work and have a little energy left over for the family or loved ones in the evenings. I've been very impressed with the focus on the research side. This is clearly a company that is committed to research and development, a company that's committed to quality in terms of the ingredients and the potency of the products that you're taking, and having that confidence backed up by guarantees in terms of these really are nutritionals that you can trust. Extraordinary. As we continue on, we are going to shift in hour number two. We're going to talk about some opportunities and the entrepreneurial spirit and where you can really go in this life if you really put your focus and your attention to it. But I want to continue with some of the health side of things. And Dr. Tim, you know, we talked a little bit about the athlete side and kind of these power athletes. What about just me, Joe Blow, who's losing his battle with gravity as everything starts to sink, and I've come to grips with that. But what about for the average person? How is this going to impact their world?
Well, it can impact it to a great degree. You know, I think the fact of the matter is the research is clear on an important point, that the vast majority of us are chronically deficient for one or more of the essential vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, and this has enormous impacts on our health. In the short term, what do we feel? Well, we feel, you know, low energy levels. You know, geez, I just don't have the energy I used to have. Or we're chronically susceptible to colds and flu. Geez, you know, this is the third cold I've had this year. Why is this happening to me? There are chronic aches and pains, poor night vision. So there are some immediate ramifications of these chronic nutrient deficiencies. That's what happens in the short term.
Fantastic. Go ahead. Actually, I'm going to have you hold that thought because we're going to jump to a break here in just a moment as we talk about the impact of nutritionals and how we all need to really, one, slow down, two, engage the brain, and really think about wellness. Again, it's one of those items in life that is not urgent. It's not going to scream at you today, but it is important. And the thing that's fantastic about USANA is that it's about getting out in front of your health and well-being, not waiting for your body to break down, not waiting for the big sickness or disease to come in, because when you're fighting on the defense, it's always a losing battle. So to get out in front, to really take control of your health and wellness, excuse me, can really make a difference for you and make a difference for the people that you love. So you're listening to K-Talk Radio, the voice of Utah. We'll be right back.
AM 630 KTKK.
Welcome back, everyone. Again, we are in hour number one. You're listening to K-Talk Radio, 630 AM, the voice of Utah. Boyd Matheson sitting in the chair today. I am joined today by two very special guests from USANA, Mark Wilson, Executive Vice President of Customer Relations, and Dr. Tim Wood, Executive Vice President of Research and Development. As we've been plowing through hour number one here, we've been talking about health and wellness and how we get out in front just a little bit in terms of our focus on health. And it seems to me that the tide seems to be turning a bit. I think more and more people are looking at taking vitamins and taking supplements and doing some things. How do things play out from where you sit, Dr. Tim?
Well, that's true, Boyd. In fact, some 70% of Americans are taking supplements today. Most of those supplements are vitamin and mineral supplements, and they're taking them to improve their health.
And what kinds of, I guess that really boils down to, if we're getting to over 70% of the people out there, then obviously the message is resonating that I need to do something for my health. And then the question becomes, what is the right something? Because I think it's very easy to chase the latest, the most popular. We look at the bookstores and they're just filled with new diet after new diet or new magic bullet solution. And to me, I've always been impressed that USANA is not about proclaiming magic bullets, but really about proclaiming a lifestyle, a way to live, a way to be. And so how do you do that, and what would you educate people on so that they can make that lifestyle choice?
Well, that's a very important point. It's not about a single magic bullet. It's about an overall lifestyle. And that lifestyle needs to include optimal nutrition, which we believe is a combination of a healthy, well-balanced diet plus high-quality nutritional supplementation. It needs to include a program of sufficient activity, exercise. Mm-hmm. We need that. Stress management is important, and the list goes on. But overall lifestyle is important. And, we really look at health not as a destination, not mm-hmm. as a state of being. True health is really a process. It mm-hmm. is the lifestyle that keeps you healthy lifelong.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's probably the challenge for most of us as we are in this run-and-gun lifestyle. We're constantly chasing. How do you see supplements playing into dealing with this whole area of stress? Seems like everybody's talking about stress these days and the negative impact that stress has on our bodies and our lives.
Well, let's tackle that question first from the standpoint of how nutritional supplementation fits into the concept of optimal nutrition. And I think this is something that your listeners need to hear. Number one, we do not look at supplements as an excuse to eat poorly.
Wait a minute. I got an issue with that. I can't have my triple chocolate dessert?
Only as an indulgence once in a while.
Okay, only all right. I'll give you that.
Now, really, too often the concept of optimal nutrition is phrased as an either-or proposition. Mm-hmm. How many times have you heard, all you need to do is eat a healthy diet? All you need to do is eat a healthy diet. Or, even worse, how many times have you heard, I take supplements, I can eat whatever I want. I can eat my my cheeseburgers and French fries. We believe that, both those approaches are absolutely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And an optimal nutrition is really a combination of a healthy, well-balanced diet. That's the absolute foundation. You're kidding yourselves if you think you can eat poorly and get away with it. Optimal nutrition, a combination of a healthy, well-balanced diet plus high-quality nutritional supplementation.
Okay. So you have to have both of those sides to the equation. So how do you see it play out then? So let's say that I'm eating better and I'm getting some supplements. What am I going to see in terms of stress? Because as I look at people out there in the world, they seem to be, again, the stress levels keep going up, and doesn't that tend to lead us to have breakdowns in terms of the body? And so how do the supplements help us combat the stress and keep our energy level up?
Well, I think supplements can help combat stress. Clearly, B vitamins and other vitamins and minerals, antioxidants, are all important in trying to maintain health during periods of stress, but I wouldn't look again at supplements as an excuse to lead a stressful life. If you're leading a stressful life, go to the core, go to the causes of those of those stresses and address it right there.
Okay, definitely.
Boyd, one of the things that I hear all the time from our associates when they start taking these products is increased in energy level. They have an increase in, they say, man, I feel younger. I feel like I'm 10 years younger. I have more energy. I don't need as much sleep. And I feel like, you know, my whole overall being is much healthier and better. And I think with that lifestyle change, it's not just the supplements. It's the complete lifestyle we're after to get optimal nutrition and health. But there is a significant difference in how you feel, because I think you start feeling better. And when you feel better, you're happier. You have more enjoyment in life and the activities you're doing, and I think that's an important aspect to this.
Absolutely. And the one thing that I found is that, as we've been saying, that, you know, supplements are not the magic bullet, and they don't give you a license to eat like I eat or not exercise like I don't exercise. But the one thing that I found is that the supplements help you recover faster. So whether that's recovering from a stressful day at the office or recovering from an illness, we're all gonna, you know, we're all gonna be sick at some point. But it seems to me that the supplements have a direct impact in terms of the body's ability to renew and to engage and kind of regroup and get back in the game a little bit. And do you, Dr. Tim, do you see that from a again from your research base? Again, I love the fact that you're focusing it from a wellness standpoint, not just from a disease standpoint. But again, from your research, what are the things that you're looking at? What are the things that USANA is looking at in terms of ways to continue that wellness?
Well, I think from a standpoint of nutrition, good nutrition is all about supporting the body's natural abilities to seek and maintain health. You know, all of us on day one, on the day we were born, we're given this miraculous gift of health. You know, when we run low on energy, we get hungry and we want to eat to increase our energy levels. When we become dehydrated, we want to drink water to replenish our fluids. Our bodies have the ability to heal wounds, fight infections, mend broken bones, and the list goes on and on. We are literally programmed to be healthy. But it's not a free ride.
That's right.
It's not a free ride from the standpoint that we have to support our body's natural ability to be healthy and to maintain health with the resources it needs to do so. And the essential nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, as well as the, you know, the energy sources, the proteins, the healthy fats, are all required as well.
That's excellent. And, you know, it's so true. I think as we look at all the things that happen out there in society, If you don't have your health, there aren't very many other things that really matter, you know. And how often do you see someone who is sick or who has a major illness, and suddenly they can't be there for their loved ones? They can't be there to use their gifts and talents to, you know, do great things in their career or to make a difference in their community. And it just seems that if we don't put our health first, we're never going to be able to create a life that's really going to last and really make a difference. We are getting ready to go to our final break before we get into the final segment of hour number one. You're listening to K-Talk Radio, 6:30 a.m., The Voice of Utah. We are joined today by Mark Wilson, Executive Vice President of Customer Relations for USANA, and also Dr. Tim Wood, Executive Vice President of Research and Development at USANA. We are talking today about health and wellness. We'll talk about freedom in hour number two and the things that we can do to live a more balanced, happy, productive life. So we are glad to have you join us today. We appreciate you inviting us into your world, and hope that you'll stay with us as we continue on to our final segment in hour number one on K-Talk Radio, The Voice of Utah. We'll be back in just a bit.
AM 630 KTKK.
You can't pull me down.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Boyd Matheson sitting in for Barbara Jean today on K-Talk Radio, The Voice of Utah. We have been joined here in hour number one by USANA, a great company here in the Salt Lake Valley. We've got Mark Wilson, Executive Vice President of Customer Relations, and Dr. Tim Wood, Executive Vice President of Research and Development, as we talk about health and wellness, what we can do to really take control so, again, we can add more to our lives so that we can be in position to do the things that we want to do. You know, when you don't have your health, nothing else really matters. Nothing else really matters. And so as we were getting ready to go to break, we've been talking about getting out in front a little bit. And so I'm going to ask Dr. Wood to maybe share with us a little bit more in terms of looking at how do we really become proactive and really get into that prevention mode in terms of a lifestyle.
Well, it's all about thinking into the future and coming to the realization that I think 75% of us are likely to die from chronic degenerative disease, a disease like heart disease or cancer or chronic lung disease. And all of these chronic degenerative diseases are highly preventable. Highly preventable. Few, if any, have reliable cures. There is no reliable cure for heart disease. There's no reliable cure for osteoporosis or type 2 diabetes or macular degeneration. But again, every one of these diseases is highly preventable. 60, 70, 80, 90% of the current cases of many of these diseases could have been prevented through proper attention to diet, lifestyle, exercise, stress management, so forth, and so on. So the bottom line is that we all have the opportunity, I believe, to take charge of our health by embracing the principles of a healthy lifestyle, by embracing the principles of optimal nutrition. Each of us has the opportunity, I think, to add 5 to 15 years of health to the end of our lives.
And I think that's an important point. You said to add 5 to 15 years of health. And so that's not just adding 5 to 15 years, because that might just seem like a long time. If you're not healthy, that could seem like an eternity. But it's really about adding life and health to those years, isn't it?
Absolutely. At the end of my days, I want to be living independently. I want to be enjoying myself. I want to be active. And that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about increasing health span, mm-hmm. not just lifespan. How many people do you know today who are spending their last years in a wheelchair or in bed or with an oxygen tank, strapped to their side? That doesn't look like a lot of fun to me. And again, our approach is to help people add years of health and vitality and quality life to the ends of their lives.
Boy, I think you make a fantastic point there that it really isn't about lifespan, it's about health span. I think that is a wonderful concept, and again, it lends itself to this idea that I can do things, I can be out in front, I can prevent and really add health span and not just lifespan, because lifespan alone could be pretty miserable. But health span really makes a difference. I think there's a Rascal Flatts tune that says, still running when the sand runs out. And having that kind of health is the real key, isn't it?
So important.
That's great. Maybe real quickly, we've got about a minute left here before we go to our top of the hour news break. Maybe you could tell us just a little bit about how the antioxidants really play a role in terms of adding that health span to our lives.
Absolutely. Oxidative stress, sort of a chemical imbalance within the body, is an underlying disease process, if you will, underlying many, if not most, chronic degenerative diseases, from heart disease to some forms of cancer, macular degeneration, type 2 diabetes, cataracts, and so forth, and so on. And one of the effective ways to combat oxidative stress is through consumption of dietary antioxidants. The ones that most of your listeners will know about include vitamin C and vitamin E, but there are thousands of others in our diet, and we know today that consuming advanced levels of antioxidants can go a long ways, and a broad range of antioxidants can go a long ways towards combating oxidative stress, keeping it under control, and reducing our risks of some of these chronic degenerative diseases. USANA is proud to think of itself as the antioxidant company. We've done a lot in the arena of antioxidant research, and we pride ourselves on putting high doses and a broad spectrum of antioxidants in our products. One of the ways that we really stand out within the industry.
Extraordinary. Fantastic. Well, we've been talking here in hour number one with USANA. We've been talking about, I think this phrase really captures it at the end, it's about health span and not just lifespan. And that is an extraordinary concept in my view. I think USANA is out there as a leader in the industry. I think they are the leader in antioxidants. They have established a company founded on this premise of nutritionals that you can trust. You're listening to K-Talk Radio, the voice of Utah. This is Boyd Matheson. We appreciate you having us in today. We will step aside for the top of the hour news break, and then we will be back with hour number two on K-Talk Radio, 6:30 a.m.
On K-Talk, a.m. 6:30, KTKK.